This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Dr. Mary Catherine Rodrigue, the owner and mental health therapist with the Wellness Studio. She previously practiced with the Cancer Center at Mary Baird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake. Dr. Rodrigue will take a new direction in her wellness practice. She will infuse art and therapy to create a private practice setting in Baton Rouge. Welcome, Dr. Rodrigue.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How is your mission to enhance comfort and support through life challenges with adults, children, couples, and support groups going to be subdivided in your office setting?
Yes. A growing trend right now, especially during these times in this country, is focus on mental health therapy. It's very stigmatized. It's talked about, but oftentimes in a negative way. And so with this new practice, I wanted to change that up. I wanted people to feel very open, very comfortable from the moment they pulled up in my parking lot and walked in the door, throughout our waiting room, through our hallways, through our kids' room, our adult room, throughout the session, and then leave there feeling intrigued, feeling motivated to want to work on their well-being, which oftentimes is not promoted in the sense of something positive.
The young children and their parents, will they have an opportunity to see the play therapy room, and what will they be exposed to on the visit?
Yes, we are actually going to hold a special grand opening for children in the spring. Our play therapy room is a custom designed by the Benjamin Collection, where all of the techniques used with child therapy, such as the sand tray and visual arts and games, therapeutic games, have been created specifically by this design, so that way children walk in and are completely intrigued or just overwhelmed in a good way by all the bright colors and the different tools that they can be hands-on with and play with. And something that was very important to me is to have this concept of a two-way mirror that was not so noticeable to the children, but then parents would have an opportunity to observe sessions and what's going on. And so the door to the play therapy room, it actually has a giant glass picture that from the inside, the children think it's just a picture of another child on a swing, whereas the parents can see through from the hallway and observe.
The goals and objectives you've set up for the Wellness Studio, they're multifaceted. Tell us about some of them.
I think the main goal for me was how to create a connection between mental health and wellness that was something that people could really grasp onto, feel comfortable with, and be open with. It's a very grave responsibility and respect I have for people when they're able to sit on that couch across from me and bare their soul, if you will. And so I wanted to have a setting that would be supportive of that and very therapeutic of that. So the mission and the goals and objectives of the Wellness Studio is to enhance that in every visit.
In making the transition from a corporate hospital setting to a creative private practice, what are some of the more innovative programs that will be featured at your Highland Road practice?
In a corporate setting, you do have some limitations and some boundaries of what you can do. Whereas in this setting, those walls are down and that door is wide open to go in these creative avenues. And so these complementary therapies will help enhance that and help have a person really be able to take a self-empowerment approach to changing their life.
The ROAR Project with Anthony Ryan Auld and Dr. Nick Rauber.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Anthony Ryan approached me in August. He had an idea of wanting to highlight cancer survivors in a unique way and bring support and homage to his roots, you know, in the Louisiana or the LSU School of Human Ecology. And he wanted to have those students be able to work on a project that they created, a garment for women that have faced life adversity and changed the way people see them now based on this life adversity and through a signature couture garment that speaks louder than maybe their words. And we wanted to infuse social psychology and professional and personal growth development. So these students, they're seniors. They're going to be graduating. And we all know that they're just standing there with a million opportunities. But we wanted to have them have relevance and importance in what they're doing and designing. And we felt pairing them with these women that could teach them the beautiful lessons that came from their life adversity and vice versa. These students have been through things where they'll meet halfway or meet in the middle. And the three of us want to facilitate that, not tell them either one how to do something, but just facilitate this beautiful lessons of and learning back and forth.
Thanks, Dr. Rodrigue. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.